7 years ago, Valerie had sat in the diner's booth waiting for Amber. She waited 3 hours, one pack of cigarettes, before she left. She waited 3 hours, one pack of cigarettes, every year on that date. She stopped smoking 5 years ago. Its smell and taste always reminded her of Amber, so she would buy a pack of cigarettes on the anniversary, which she'd light and let sit in the ashtray as it slowly burned. She watched as an orange ember crawled through the paper and tobacco, leaving behind a cylinder of ash. The slightest touch, the gentlest bump, a sudden exclamation, and it would collapse into a fine dust. Valerie would try to make delicate patterns, round rows reminiscent of furrowed fields and outward rays of a star. But in placing down a just-lit cigarette, she would often destroy her own work, or a waitress would nudge the table. Even if she completed the design, collapse was inevitable. Valerie couldn't resist sticking a finger into the ruins of her work. There was nothing she believed as soft as ash, and such softness couldn't hold itself up after coming into contact with the world. The ash that clung to her skin would appear a pale gray until she rubbed it, and it left a black stain on her fingertips. Valerie lit her third cigarette and placed it in the ashtray. Outside, the sky was a vast landscape of cloudy hills and valleys. "Tornado weather," the waitress said, nodding towards the window as she refilled Valerie's cup. Valerie nodded and said, "Boy, I'm glad I'm not on a plane today." She didn't tell the waitress, who was from Oklahoma, that no matter how violent the sky got, the mountains to the east kept any tornado of note from forming. The worst that could happen was losing a few shingles from one's roof. Valerie would spend these hours imagining what she'd do if Amber walked in. The first couple of years, Valerie had imagined the surprise on Amber's face as Valerie punched her. Over time, the drama that she imagined became less dramatic. A glass of iced tea poured over Amber's head, Valerie finally demanding, "How many friendships have you thrown away because you were trying to impress some guy?" A handful of ash spread across Amber's forehead like a mark of Cain. This year, Valerie imagined that if Amber came in, she would be with a man. They would sit down in a booth and speak in hushed tones. Neither would notice Valerie until she walked up and said, "Amber?" "Yes," Amber would say. "It's Valerie," she would smile. Amber's eyes would open wide in surprise. Her fists would clench in preparation for a fight. Before she could speak, Valerie would say, "I missed you, and I'll never forgive you." She'd bend over and kiss Amber's forehead. She imagined that when her lips met with Amber's smooth skin, Amber would crumble to ash.